Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, das Peye, Perik Ches, Mishnah Tess. Mishi Eshlei Chamishim Zuz. This person has 50 Zuz. 50 Zuz. That's far less than 200. So of course he's entitled to Matnas Aniyim. No? Not necessarily. Says the Mishnah, who noisei v'noisein behem. He's doing business with this 50 Zuz. He's buying Schayra, he's selling it for a profit. Hareza lo yitl. He shouldn't take Matnas Aniyim. Why? Because 50 zuz that's making money is like 200 zuz that's just sitting there. The amount that he's making profit on his business deals, that could provide him parnasa for the entire year. So we said before, if he has less than 200, he's allowed to take tzedakah. That's someone who his money just sits there in the drawer. He doesn't know how to do business. So it's just going to slowly use up. But if he's doing business with it, if he's making money, he can't take matnas aniyim. It says in Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah is giving a shear of 50 zuz. That was the shear in the times of the Mishnah. But in each tekufa, in each time period, it depends on how much you would need to be able to generate a income from the money. Zok the Mishnah weiter. V'chol mish ein tzarach litl. If a person does not have to take the matanis for the poor or tzedakah, v'noitel, despite that he takes it, so you're taking away from the poor people. Zok the Mishnah, ein a nifter min olam. He will not leave this world. Atshe yitzarach lebrius, until he'll taka lose his money and he'll really need it. V'chol mish tzarach litl, a person who needs to take matnas aniyim and tzedakah. Or look at it this way. Definitely on pen and paper, he has less than 200 zuz. He can take matnas aniyim and tzedakah. But v'ein a nitel, he doesn't take it. He pushes himself, he figures out how to work, how to do extra work, how to spend much less. He doesn't want to take from others. Zok the Mishnah, ein emes min azikna, he will not die out of old age, ad sheyefarnes acherim mishaloi, until he will be zaycha to be rich and give tzedakah to others. So note, over here the Mishnah says, from old age, because he also has a bracha v'arichas yamim, to live long. V'olav akasav oimer, him the pasuk says, Baruch HaGever, gebenched is the person, sheyiftach b'shem that has betachin in Hashem, v'hoya Hashem miftachai. If you have betachin in Hashem, then Hashem will be your source of trust. The Malbim explains, you know, some people, they do business, they think, oh, I have a great business, I have a great job. I have betachin also, I mean, I understand Hashem has something to do with it. No, v'hoya Hashem miftachai. Hashem has different shluchim, how to give me parnasa. But my betachin is only in the Ribbono Shel Olam. What if his children are hungry? What if his children have nothing to eat? And he says, no, I'm not taking tzedakah. There's a Yeshalmi that says that a person that needs to take tzedakah and doesn't take, he's shoyfech damim. It's like he's pouring the blood of his children. You can't have rachmanis on him. He's a person because of his own covet. He's letting others suffer. Who knows what he can do? Such state in the Yerushalmi. But wait a second. Our Mishnah says that if he doesn't take, he'll be zaycha to bracha. And the answer is, our Mishnah is talking about someone who pushes himself very hard to work and make by with what he has. So in other words, a person can say, look, I don't have 200 zuz. Do I have to take 100 jobs? No, you know. Do I have to work 10 hours overtime? No. I don't have 200 zuz. I'm taking tzedakah. On pen and paper, he's right. But if he says, no, I'm going to do whatever I can to cut my expenses, to work as much as I can. I don't want to take from others. He's the one that's zeichet to the special bracha of Arichas Yamim. But if a person has no way of making money and his children are hungry, he must take. Just the opposite. On him it says if he doesn't take, he's a shayfech damim, rachman al itzlan. Zakt de mishne weiter. V'chein dayin shedan din emes l'amitai. This pasuk of Baruch HaGev v'shiyiftach v'shem v'hoya Hashem miftachai also refers to a dayan who gives us a true judgment for the sake of emes. A lot of pshatim what it means for the sake of emes. But basically, he's not getting paid for his judgment. He's paskling because this is what Hashem wants him to do. He wants to bring shalom between people. So on him too, the pasuk says, Baruch HaGev v'shiyiftach v'Hashem, I'm going to paskle what's right. I don't want to take any money for this. V'hoya Hashem miftachai. V'hoya Hashem miftachai, then Hashem will be his source of trust. Some say, what does it mean, din emes l'amitai? Even though he paskened right, but part of his decision was, He really likes the man that's winning the Din Torah, or he hates the person that's losing. So it could be Lamaisa, what he passed was a correct psak, but the emotions that drove him to do it was a personal bias, not a search for the emes. So there could be many pshatim in emes le'amitai, and they all lead to this bracha of Baruch HaGevra Sheyiftach Bashem V'Hayu Hashem Miftachai. You know, sometimes a boy will lie, unfortunately. Sometimes he'll say the truth. But there's two reasons why a boy will say the truth. One boy says the truth because his mid is the mid of emes. He doesn't lie. Another one says the truth because right now the truth works in my favor. It's good for me to say the truth. So he's not a done din emes lamita. He's not saying emes for the sake of emes. Because if tomorrow would be good for him to lie, he's going to lie. So that's what it means. He's a dayan that has done din emes lamita. He's giving an emes apsak for the sake of emes. Vaitra says in Mishnah, V'chol mishe'enu loy chiger. If a person is really not someone who should be limping on a foot, V'loy suma, he's not blind. V'loy peseach, peseach means that he can't use any of his feet. But V'oysa atzmei ka'achad mehem. He makes himself as if he's handicapped only to fool others that should have rachmanis on him and give him tzedakah. Ein emes min azikna. He's not going to die out of old age actually until he'll be'emes be a balmum, like one of them. Ka'achad mehem. Why does it say over here, Enoi mes min hazikna? Looks like he's getting a bracha of old age. So there are different pshatim. Some say that some of these things happen anyway when a person becomes old, and he's going to be much more vulnerable to it. As I say in the Tveres Yisrael. Some say it means that he shouldn't say, ha, you see, it didn't happen. Don't worry about it. Unless he does tshuva, Enoi mes min hazikna, he won't wind up dying of old age until he has these problems. Rachmanu litzlan. Vayter says the Mishnah. How do we know the Shenemra? Because the Pasuk says, Tzedek, Tzedek, Tirdaif. So we tie tzedakah with tzedek, with emeskait, that you shall pursue. Legitimate tzedakah. But don't try to make yourself a bigger Rachmanis than you are. V'chol dayin shalakeach shoychad, any judge who accepts a bribe. Umata es hadin. And as a result, the din is pushed away from the truth. And when a dayan accepts a bribe, the mefarshim explain, he may think, I'll take a bribe, but I'm still going to pass him the right way. No, you're going to see things differently. Once a person takes a bribe, it says, ki ashaychad ye'aver einei chachamim. That's called a negiyah, even a small negiyah. Once you have a reason, once you have a benefit by one person being right and the other person being wrong, you're going to automatically see that person as right and the other person as being wrong. That's the lashon of a chaldayin shalakeach shoychad. What's going to happen is, as a result, umata sedin, even though he's going to tell us that, no, I gave a real psak anyway. You think it's a real psak. And this dayan that took a bribe, enoi mes min azikna at she'enav kohais, until his eyes become dim, rachman al-islam. Shenemra, as the pasuk says, v'shoychad le'sikach, like we said before, don't take a bribe, ki ha-shoychad y'aver pikchim. For a bribe blinds those who see. The Chida brings a story of a famous dayan in Mitzrayim, who was zeichet to arichas yamim, and soif shanav, at the end of his years, he became blind. And he once overheard someone say, I must have taken a bribe, that's what Chazal say. And he got very frightened, because he knew he never took a bribe. So he said, Rabbeinu Shalaylam, please, please, don't let a Chilul Hashem come out from this. And all of a sudden, al pi nes, he started to see. And the Chida says he himself saw letters written by him before the date of this story, where he made that tefillah, and you can tell it was written by someone who can't see. And he saw letters written afterwards by this dayan, and it was written b'ksav ashiris with sefer Torah oisius, perfect, with the most beautiful ksav. The Chida writes he saw it. It says in the sefer Shem Agdolah. The Yebishta made a nest for him that he started seeing again, so it shouldn't be a Chilul Hashem.